Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Folks, if you think that you're less than happy because of the price per pound you're paying for crawfish, just think about the poor crawfish farmers that are not getting the yield of their crop that they're typically accustomed to year after year. And as a result of the drought and other conditions that has caused this, Congressman Troy Carter and others from the SBA set out to try and do something to help these folks out. And Congressman Carter joins us. Troy, welcome to the show.
Sheriff, how are you? Always good to be with you.
Doing well, Congressman. And Sushil Kumar, we're still trying to get a hold of. He is the public information officer for the SBA.
I've got West Sushil is sitting right here with me, sir.
So oh, he's with you. Okay, well, we misunderstood. We thought he was calling in on a different line. So that.
Good morning, sir. You know, how are you?
Yes, absolutely. Troy, you know how that goes. As they say in the ninth, that's mo better. So that works.
That's mo better. That's right. That's exactly right. You got to be from New Orleans to enjoy that. You got to be from New Orleans to enjoy that vernacular.
Oh, absolutely. Troy, so tell us about, you know, the work that you've done. Obviously, this is something near and dear to a lot of people's heart, and it affects the economy of the state of Louisiana for sure. The steps that you've taken to try and provide some assistance.
Well, you know, in understanding the significance of what our crawfish farmers, what our restaurants, our boilers, from the restaurants to the corner seafood store where you can go and get your 3 pounds of crawfish, we know how important this season is, not only to us as consumers, but to the economy and to the people who make their living farming and selling and cooking crawfish. This is devastating because we know throughout the year, crawfish farmers and seafood operators, you know, they do okay, but crawfish season is a time when they make up for the slow time. So it's a big time of the year. And with the excessive droughts that we've had and the changes, those crawfish have been not as plentiful, which means it really hits their pocket. It hits the consumers in the pocket, but it also hits a very important part of our ecosystem, and that is the crawfish farmers, the people who do the hard work of going out there and getting them. And so in a very bipartisan way, all of the members of Congress at one way or another, some of us together, some independently, started reaching out to send messages that we needed some help. Sitting in a staff meeting, we decided, you know, the best way to do that would be if we can get the governor to declare a declaration of emergency. So I visited with Governor Landry, and he thought it was a good idea, and we set it in motion. Simultaneously, I worked very closely with Sushil, with SBA, as well as Administrator Guzman, who has been a great friend to us in Louisiana. She's been here to my district several times. Sushil has been on the ground as the public information officer for SBA and has been a perfect partner. The net effect of that is we now have a declaration of emergency that was sent by the state, accepted by the federal government, and the magic of that is it unlocks the ability for us to get relief to our farmers when they need it most. And I say farmer in the very broadest sense. because I want to make sure that wholesalers, everyone who touches the crawfish before the point of sale is eligible for this relief.
That's great. And that relief can come in several forms, correct? And Sushil, maybe you could kind of outline that for us.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for the attention you bring to an acute issue. I'm originally from Louisiana. I immigrated to New Orleans way back in 1981, and I'm a Tulane graduate. The reason I share all this is because I have a special heart, a special place in my heart for New Orleans and all points within Louisiana. So having said that, I have a great working relationship with all of GOSEP, the congressman's office, and many other congressional folks. So the declaration unlocks low-interest rate disaster loans for the entire supply chain, okay? There is a specific disaster declaration for all 64 parishes in Louisiana and contiguous counties in Mississippi, Arkansas, and East Texas. So these dollars are at 4% money, 4%, fixed for over a 30-year term. Unlike bank loans, which are prime plus something, which is usually in the high single digits or double digits, no fees, no points, no closing costs. Our job at the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience, very simply, is to maintain the tax base. When there is economic harm to the entire supply chain, it's our job to make sure that dollars flow to these folks. And if they're able to repay it over a 30-year term, and they've got good credit, and they've decided to pay their bills on time historically, we're able to make these loans to every single sector within the economic spectrum, if you will.
And remember, Noel, my first effort, as you've seen over the years, is to, wherever possible, because we know the importance of supporting our business community, is to try to get grants or as low interest rate, as comfortable a term as possible. In this case, there was no mechanism that we can come up with a grant at this time, but these are very reasonable, very comfortable terms, 4%, which is far less than you can get any money anywhere, with a very long amortization. So it really does give a helping hand to individuals that need it most right now. You know, even nonprofit organizations without credit available elsewhere is at about 2.3.
That's correct.
2.3%. So, you know, these are very low rates. And the importance of getting people out to come and see and not pass up, because oftentimes we know that people pass up opportunities because the paperwork can be daunting. And the process of dealing with government is not usually as seamless as we'd like it to be. So in an effort to fix that, me and my team have been doing a series of curbside service, if you will, where we're taking the services of SBA to have lender relations specialists, small business development center, business opportunity specialists, SCORE counselors, all on hand to help fill out the application on the spot and then expedite it, thus cutting lots of time and headache away by making it available. We've done four already, and we're scheduled to do additional ones coming up on April the 2nd. We'll be at the Reserve Community College in the River Parishes on Wednesday, April 3rd.
Let's give the times out. Congressman, if you don't mind, you'll be in reserve from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. on April 2nd, right?
That's correct. Yes, 1 p.m. I'm sorry. Thank you. Reserve Louisiana in the River Parishes, Tuesday, April 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. New Orleans at Southern University, Wednesday, April 3rd from 10 until noon. And then Baton Rouge will be Thursday, April 4th from 10 until noon. And we just concluded last week in Marrero in West Bank, actually this Monday, on the West Bank of Jefferson Parish.
How have the meetings gone that you guys have conducted thus far?
We've been just pleased with the attendance. And I'll tell you, full and open kimono, some people did ask what I started with, is there any way we can make this a grant? And my answer is always, that's my first option, because I know the importance of helping our small business people. But outside of that, people were very grateful, very, very happy that someone was listening and came up with a real result. Because most people only see this as, wow, $13 a pound, that's going to kill the consumer. You got to also think about what it does to the person that makes their living providing these resources.
No, absolutely.
And just to give you an idea, Sheriff.
And yes,
go ahead. Just to give you an idea, Sheriff, if I may. Our team visited a crawfish farm a couple of days back, and the gentleman that we visited with basically said he had no idea that the Small Business Administration was involved in these types of endeavors, and he was going to be in line to visit with our Business Recovery Center customer service representatives today in Crowley. We're opening up a center. Many, many more to come as we go. And I say many more to come. The number will be dictated by need. And there is a way to sign in electronically. And financial literacy is what the congressman and his team are known for in helping the folks that need the help the most. We have a district office here in Louisiana, out of New Orleans, Michael Ricks, Joanne Lawrence, and the team. We have a strategic outreach with folks from Louisiana Economic Development, GOSEP, and a lot of different folks are working together to bring these dollars and their viability and their existence to the folks out in the 64 parishes, and primarily those parishes below I-10 were the most of the, or I should say, ground zero. So it's needed. Our job is to address the tax base, and we appreciate you and the congressman and all of the congressional delegation of Louisiana to bring light to this particular situation.
So, Sheil, if they want to do things and communicate online with you guys, where would they go?
We have a specific phone number I'd like to offer first, because nothing like a phone number to get your needs met. 1-800-659-2955. And we also have a email address. It's disasterassistance@sba.gov that they could reach out to. Let me clarify that. I left out the word disastercustomerservice@sba.gov. And we are more than glad to answer those questions that they might have. 1-800-659-2955.
And customerservice@sba.gov.
Yes, disastercustomerservice@sba.gov.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And we have a press release that we have disseminated, and I'm more than glad to send it to the radio station also for the purposes of your hosts to and your speakers to be able to answer if and when those questions are posed.
Also, Jewel, if you would put this, because if people go to our website, troycarter@house.gov, they can find all of the information in real time, plus links to all kinds of other SBA opportunities. And opportunities, quite frankly, for any of our state agencies, but specifically since we're speaking of the crawfish, they can find a link to all the appropriate documentation. And then look beyond that, because we have Veterans Affairs, we have Social Security, we have passports, and all that's, we try to make it as user-friendly on our website as possible, demonstrating our willingness to do as I've always said, and that is to bring government to the people and make it easy and seamless to access. And I'm being told that I gave you the wrong email address. So it's Troy, not email, website. But website. It's troycarter.house.gov, not at. troycarter.house.gov.
And if I may add to the congressman's eloquence really quick, he mentioned bringing government to the people, right? That's what it's about. And I'm going to quote my administrator, Ms. Guzman, and she says, the SBA's mission-driven team stands ready to help Louisiana small businesses affected by the drought and resulting crawfish shortage. She continues to say, we're committed to providing federal disaster loans swiftly, efficiently, with a customer-centric approach to help businesses and communities weather this environmental and economic challenge. And one last thing, the Associate Administrator, Francisco Sanchez, who has been a guest of this office a few times, he says low-interest rate federal disaster loans are available to help meet working capital needs caused by this disaster. Now, what does working capital mean? Simply, the bills that you would have paid without a disaster from your ongoing incoming revenues. The inability to meet those bills payment is the reason for the economic deterioration. If you can't pay your bills, the supply chain stops, everybody gets affected. Our job is to provide those vital funds for payroll, for fixed debt, and many other operating expenses that you normally would have paid. Thank you, sir.
So this is an economic home run. It's a cultural home run. It's a cuisine home run. It's a recognition that our business people, and particularly those that are indigenous to Louisiana and the water that so many people make a living on, the grounds that so many people make a living on, our fishermen, our farmers, our grocery store, our retail operators, are all significantly a part of the big picture of our economy. And this is demonstrative of us understanding that by bringing resources to them.
Absolutely.
And furthermore, as part of the financial literacy that Congressman Carter is so well known for, I've had the pleasure of being a part of that over the years since he's been in office. We also have the Louisiana Small Business Development Centers, and they're offering free personalized counseling to affected businesses. They, too, can be reached at 1-866-782-4159 to find a location nearest to them, and they work on an appointment basis. And the state director, Brian Greenwood, is a native Louisianian and very much is looking forward to assisting the needs of the many that have been affected. We appreciate your coverage of this matter.
We have talked not only on this show, Tommy Tucker, as well as other, Tom Trun's done a podcast visiting with the crawfish industry. There's no doubt that there's a need, and obviously this will help them in so many different ways. And we appreciate both of you gentlemen joining us this morning. Best of luck to you, and congratulations on this endeavor.
Thank you, Sheriff. We appreciate you always.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. That's Congressman Troy Carter, 2nd District of Louisiana, and Sushil Kumar, Public Information Officer for the SBA's West Office. We will be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Colonel Robert Hodges. He's the new superintendent of the Louisiana State Police. Colonel, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. Thanks for having me.
Colonel, first, let me say congratulations on your appointment as superintendent of state police. Well-deserved. I've known you for a number of years. You and I have stood around a number of crime scenes together and sat on a number of boards together. Always enjoyed your company, your insight, and your professionalism. And we're better for it to have you leading the Louisiana State Police.
Well, thank you. It's been an exciting 10 weeks since my appointment. I've been traveling considerably across the state and meeting with our other public safety partners throughout Louisiana, building on our existing partnerships and then certainly improving and enhancing ones that are in place that maybe we haven't had as much time to see of late.
Before we talk specifically about Troop NOLA and what y'all are doing here, just for a minute or so, or a couple of minutes or so, if you could give the state of the state police.
So I'm happy to report on March the 8th, we added 33 new troopers to the ranks of state police. We have an upcoming academy class starting on April the 21st that we hope to start about 60 new troopers. And that will take us through October. So as we continue to build the ranks of state police, we also continue training across the state in various levels in our sections. Unique to Louisiana is because we're a state police agency and not just a highway patrol, we have that investigative piece. And that allows us to work with our both city, municipal police and sheriffs across the state as we have various initiatives, special events, and other tasks that we've been given. Specifically, from a standpoint of our agency, we have a lot of new things on the horizon, specifically with funding that came from the crime session to help us improve both pay and benefits for our men and women who work in the agency, as well as equipment and things that we need to continue to move forward with technology advances, as well as the latest in investigative tools, coupled with just keeping up with the infrastructure of our agency with our troops. You know, we have nine, and as you mentioned, we have Troop NOLA in New Orleans, owning those facilities, keeping them up to date, more specifically ensuring that they have all of the technology to operate as a 24/7 operation across Louisiana.
So you guys have actually been working in the city in advance of the creation of Troop NOLA. If you would, describe for our listening audience the activities that y'all have been involved in.
So the state police has been partnered with the city of New Orleans and the New Orleans Police Department for nearly half a decade. And throughout the year, there are various special events that we always bring in additional troopers for. We could start in January by saying our Sugar Bowl and New Year's weekend, and usually move into Carnival, the Mardi Gras weekend, and fast forward into Jazz Fest. And we have the Essence Festival this summer, which is a 30-year anniversary for that event. And then you move back into the fall with the various Saints football games, and then, of course, the big Bayou Classic. And throughout the year, as we know, New Orleans being a big host city for many major sporting events, we have had the opportunity to be part of Super Bowls, Final Four, the WrestleMania, the NBA All-Star, and, of course, coming next February, just 11 months away, will be Super Bowl 59. Specifically, we started the presence or the uniform presence in New Orleans around 2015, as most of our listeners remember, to help the city with enforcement, specifically in the French Quarter. And that was funded through an initiative, through a tax by the business community, well, initiated by the business community, but a tax paid for by the residents and visitors who spent money in that area. And that concluded in the end of December of 2020. And then in this January, Governor Landry took office, and he wanted to ensure that state police had a larger presence in the city, specifically citywide, to assist and complement the New Orleans Police Department in enforcement across the entire parish. So we were building our team specifically with the leadership piece, as well as identifying troopers that have experience working in a municipal area, in a metropolitan area, from our neighboring troops, and relocating and transferring some of those troopers to the area to support a uniformed troop NOLA in the city. Because we're still in the process of recruiting with through the academy classes, because when we graduate 33 troopers, NOLA, they all don't go to Troop NOLA. They have to go to the respective right. troops across the state. So that's why I touched on April, and then we'll have another class in October, and then we'll have another one in December. As we continue to increase the ranks, we'll be able to fulfill the complement of men and women that are needed to stand up a troop similar to the others across the state. Our enforcement activity has really just been complemented, first starting with the New Year's Eve weekend, then moving into the Mardi Gras, which I think was very successful. But with, throughout the year, we always have investigations and operations. That's why I touched on state police as not just a highway patrol, but an investigative piece, working with our partners in the metro area where crime finds its way outside the city limits of New Orleans into neighboring parishes. And you know about that as your time for almost four decades in law enforcement and sheriff in Jefferson. So we utilize a lot of the New Orleans or Troop NOLA troopers to complement and support those operations. And those are ongoing investigations into various things, whether it's violent crime, whether it's auto theft, insurance fraud, criminal intelligence initiatives, various aspects of our investigation. So having that uniform presence there really augments not only the uniform presence, but our operation in the city, making it more successful, making it more efficient, and, of course, partnering with the city of New Orleans. What I guess a lot of our listeners have been asking for is what, where, you know, what are the troopers exactly doing? And, well, we're, as we train, which we're doing some training this week, we have to elevate our training because we're in a city that has similar crime problems as some others across the country and even some in the state, like in Baton Rouge and Alexandria and Shreveport. And we just want to make sure that we have our best practices and that we continue to exercise constitutional policing while we're partnered with the New Orleans Police Department, just like we do with any of our other agencies throughout the state. We understand that they have policies and procedures that they have to follow, and we have ours. And the greater goal is public safety, and, of course, it's reducing crime. And we do that within the confines of our policies and procedures. And we work with those agencies, and they work within their policies. And just because they may be a little different, like in New Orleans, I know the listeners are anxious to hear about the consent decree and how that affects state police. And I'll pause there and wait for you to ask some more questions.
Well, Colonel, I was going to ask this question because I was kind of taken aback by a comment that was made by Judge Susie Morgan, and you don't have to comment directly to it other than she seemed to imply that plans have been changing and that has caused some concern. You know, I've had conversation with you and others. As you just outlined, it's been a very strategic approach making the necessary preparations to make sure that you ensure successes, not failure, when you first start, is my appreciation. And you don't have, unless you got one here recently, the magic wand where you can just yank 40 troopers out of the sky that have been exposed to the challenges of policing in New Orleans and able to put them here overnight, right? Have you come in contact with that magic wand?
No, and as I touched on earlier, New Orleans is very important, just as many other cities are in the state. And as a state police agency, statutorily, and our obligation is to all the 64 parishes and all the initiatives. So we're very strategic, as you mentioned, and very precise about how we're going to staff up both the city and Troop NOLA, as well as our other troops, which are in need of personnel. And so with the initiatives of these upcoming academies, we're confident that we'll be able to guide more troopers to fill that complement needed to successfully run Troop NOLA through these upcoming academies. And then the goal, and I think most of the public will see that as we get closer to that Super Bowl, I think that's an incredible opportunity for all of us in the city of New Orleans, state of Louisiana, to be on a global stage as a law enforcement family and really promote and elevate our image across the country to let both our residents and our visitors know that it's a safe place to raise a family, to work, to live, and to visit when they have special events.
You know, I would have been more concerned had if you'd have been able to respond in 3 weeks and send 40 officers down here, as opposed to the process here. I've had a lot of people ask me. I said it's going to take some time. When you create a new troop, like creating a new district and a policing organization, it's not easy. You got to get all the infrastructure in place, or otherwise you're going to fail. Have y'all decided where you're going to actually physically be located?
So we're using the same space that we used previously since 2017. The LSU Medical School has provided a space right there on South Johnson Street where we have the first floor. It was built out through the generosity of LSU Medical School and Health and Sciences New Orleans gave us that space, and we're operating there and have been since January. And we're very pleased with that location. It provides access to many areas of the city. And because it was structurally in place, many of our troopers were already familiar with it. It was an easy transition to that building. I know some of our listeners would have liked us to be in the French Quarter or liked us to be uptown or maybe in New Orleans East or in Lakeview or the Lakefront or the Garden District or various places. But you work with what you have available and what you know you've been successful with, and we're confident that that space fits our needs. And again, we're very gracious to LSU for affording us that that space to stand up Troop NOLA.
And, Colonel, I know that in the crime bill there was also some dollars that were put aside for additional equipment. I've had a lot of people ask me about that, but those are necessary expenditures to run a full-fledged troop. Right? Not unlike the remaining troops.
That is correct. Because the other troops were created many years ago, the expenses obviously were less. More importantly, or more specifically, you accrued the budgeting and the funding were over time. And to make this troop stand up so quickly, the funding is expense. It's a initial cost are expensive. And then, of course, New Orleans has different needs, and some troops across the state likewise have their own additional needs. And so although they're going to look very similar to all the other troops, sometimes there's other funding that's required. And the example is I'll use of those special events throughout the year. When the city of New Orleans hosts Super Bowl and we support the New Orleans Police Department along with all the neighboring parishes, Jefferson, St. Bernard, Plaquemine, and St. Tammany, our federal agencies, our state fire marshal, wildlife and fisheries, alcohol and tobacco control, all of our law enforcement partners, they'll be coming in from across the state to support New Orleans. Well, that takes additional funding. And whether it's a Essence Festival or a Bayou Classic or a Sugar Bowl weekend or a Final Four, that requires other law enforcement pieces. So New Orleans is a little unique in that, and so maybe some of the funding the additional funding is needed for those special events as we plan. And of course, it's not just the week of Super Bowl that you see the large influx of law enforcement in the city. It's the preparation before that, the training piece, whether that's in operational tactics through going to the firing range, brushing up on your arrest and handcuffing procedures, whether it's training from constitutional policing standpoint, the latest updates and how we conduct report writing, how we conduct interviews. All of those things are always being enhanced, being built up upon. So all of that takes funding and time, because training means you have to take the men and women from their regular assignment, then they have to move into a training role for a specific mission. And we look at this Troop NOLA and our objective there to be citywide, supporting the police department and working with them as that type of initiative, and that requires all of that funding from every aspect, whereas most people just think salaries and benefits, or maybe vehicles and then the building. There's many other pieces to that, which are maybe not as clearly aware to our listeners.
There was another statement made that they're going to be watching, I guess, the judge and others. You're not intimidated by that, are you?
No, most certainly not. As I said, we conduct operations across the state with our local partners, whether it's in Baton Rouge, Alexandria, Shreveport. We've been incredibly successful in those operations with the police departments, with the sheriffs, and we always operate at a high level, and we stay within our policy. And when we work with other agencies, their policies sometimes differ, and that can be challenging at times, but we always work through it because the goal is public safety. And I think when you look at the statement of someone saying we're going to be watching you, we're watching ourselves. We have body-worn cameras. We have in-car cameras. We have supervisors at all levels that are constantly observing and reviewing the practices of our men and women who are troopers and making sure that we're operating at a high level. And when we make a mistake, that we correct it and we address it and we move forward. We're not perfect.
You know, I just kind of chuckle when I hear some of the comments that people say. There will be mistakes made. We're human. It happens. And it's your job to remediate, right?
Yes, sir. I routinely tell the men and women that work in state police, we're going to coach, mentor, and train our men and women. And it's okay if you make a mistake. We're going to learn from it, and we're going to do it better next time, and we're going to ensure it doesn't happen in the future. But to think that we're any different than anyone else in any profession, we're not perfect, but we're going to be our best, and we're going to ensure that everyone can be proud of the job that we're doing in partnership with the New Orleans Police Department and the city specifically, since that's all the questions about, which will mirror what we do in every other part of Louisiana with our other troops and our other partners.
Colonel, thank you so much for joining us. I know you got a meeting you got to get to. We appreciate the time that you've been able to give us this morning, and best of luck to you, and congratulations again.
Thank you. I'd just like to add in this, we need qualified men and women for Louisiana State Police. You can contact a LSP recruiter at lsprecruiting@la.gov. You can text join LSP to 225-777-8162 or go to lsp.org. Thank you so much, Sheriff.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Robert Hodges, the superintendent of the Louisiana State Police. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I got a text. Where did he say Troop NOLA was going to be housed? On South Johnson Street, right off Tulane Avenue, over there by UMC, University Medical Center. That's not far from Claiborne and Tulane, about two or three blocks from there. They've been there since 2017 when they come into the city in large numbers. That's where they run their operation at, and that's where they are setting up Troop NOLA. So they actually have a physical location. I don't know about you, but I found comfort in what he said. It seemed to be a very strategic way. They're just not throwing officers at a problem. They're going to do it in a meaningful way. I've had conversations with Colonel Robert Hodges in the not-so-distant past about this, and I think there's a lot of concern over over-promising and under-delivering. They want to make sure that they're able to do what they say they're going to be able to do, and that is music to my ears, because you're doing it in a meaningful, long-term thinking way. And we in the city of New Orleans will be better for it. All right, folks, when we come back after the top of the news break, we'll visit, we'll have open lines, excuse me. So we'd love to hear from you and on any topic. Got a few things I'll talk about. And then in the back half of the next hour, Paul Rainwater, chair of Governor Landry's Sewage and Water Board Task Force, will discuss the report that they issued yesterday. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.